But if you commit adultery with a man's wife, he's not going to take the ransom. He wants to see you stoned with stones, is what the Bible's saying here. Because jealousy is going to enrage the heart of man. And even today, of course, you know, we know that men are very protective, or ought to be very protective of their wives. Now, a lot of people will mock Christian husbands as a jealous husband, the jealous type. But you know what? God actually mentions jealousy in the Bible as being a positive thing. And he says, my name is jealous. I'm a jealous God. I'm not going to share my glory with someone else, God says. I don't want other people to worship other gods in addition to me. He said, no, I'm jealous over you. And also, I think Paul said, I'm jealous over you with a godly jealousy. So the Bible talks about a godly jealousy. See, people mix up the term jealousy and envy. Yeah, right. Now, people misuse the word jealous about 99% of the time in 2015 in our modern vernacular. Because actually, jealousy is not when you want something that belongs to someone else. That is called envy. Right. But when you have something, you'll say, oh, you're just jealous. But that's actually a misuse of the word. Right. Because jealousy is when you're protective of what belongs to you. Amen. That's jealousy. Envy is when you desire that which belongs to someone else. And those are very different. Yeah. One of them's wrong and one of them's right. I mean, it's okay to be jealous of something that belongs to you and not want to share something that shouldn't be shared. Whereas envy is covetousness. It's a sin to want what other people have. So those two words are very different words. Okay. So here it's talking about jealousy being the rage of a man. And we as husbands, I believe, should be jealous husbands in the sense that we should be protective of our wives and not want our wife to be hanging around with other men and hanging on the phone with other men and be buddy-buddy with other men. You know, we want to fulfill that role in our wife's life. And you know what? It's a two-way street. Our wife wants us to be only unto her so long as we both shall live.